acknowledged in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, the hits keep coming. Karen Cataline with you, and welcome to Spouting Off, which we do every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern here on our flagship station for Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM. We're so proud to be on WSMN. If you want to listen to the program live online, you can do so by going to www.wsmn.live. Our call-in number here is 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590. And what was I referring to by the hits keep coming? Well, the opener, which I rewrote some time ago about spouting off, to give a little more social acceptance to the whole notion of spouting off that has always gotten a bad name, not unlike my name, Karen, has gotten a bad name. I don't know, somebody in the leftist hemisphere decided that people named Karen were bad. And I had a sense of humor about it for a while until I realized that it had a racial connotation, which is utterly absurd and nonsensical because I've known plenty of black people in my life named Karen, but somehow they chose the name Karen to indicate a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. And I cop to all of that. Don't get me wrong. I do. But to make racist stereotypes about people based on the name their parents gave them at birth is so typical of the left, which does exactly what they accuse everyone else of doing. So why does the hits keep coming? You see, I always come back to my primary point here. Did you hear the news? Now we have a government. We have a government in the United States of America that has decided that it is up to them to determine and decide what is truth. Are there shades of the old Soviet Union here? The Ministry of Truth, because we have to fight against misinformation, and only we are the people that are the arbiters of what is and isn't true. Never mind that we are supposed to be living in a free society with, I don't know, this archaic thing called the First Amendment, which covers the freedom of the press, which we don't really have anymore, because press entities all speak and work in lockstep with one another, except for the alternative media. Freedom of religion, which is under attack. The freedom to redress our grievances to our government. Now we're called, people are called domestic terrorists if they go to a peaceful protest and they're prevented from running for office by being smeared as insurrectionists, when the true insurrectionists are the ones planting people at these protests in order to arrest law-abiding citizens for protest. Need I go on? A ministry of truth. We've got communists in our government who think it is perfectly okay for them themselves to decide what's true and what isn't true. Why do you think for some years now we've had the most appalling talk about offensive notions that if you disagree with climate change, you're a climate denier. If you disagree with who's at fault in the Russia-Ukrainian war, which I might say it's a world away, and we have very poor reporting as to what's going on there. So I don't profess to know exactly what's going on there. But oh no, if you disagree with the leftist notion of who's at fault, which of course is Russia, 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 and Putin, 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 you are a war denier. You know, of course, that that's taken from the quite offensive notion that of Holocaust denial. They don't say that, but they're going to tell you you're in denial if you don't agree with me. Now, when was it that people were allowed to get away with such an arrogant, offensive notion? And a word about offensive to begin with, okay? Remember a couple years ago when conservatives started calling liberals and others snowflakes? That's because they were offended over everything. No matter what you said, they were offended. There were microaggressions that would cause someone in a protected leftist group, LGBTQXYZ, women, all the special groups, certain races, certain ethnicities, but not others, are all deemed under the purview of the leftist protection, which isn't protection at all. They got to be snowflakes because they could be offended at even if you looked at them wrong, like Nicholas Sandman looked at somebody who professed to be an Indian, and he was offended. Therefore, Nicholas Sandman's name was smeared all over the media as being an evil, rotten, white supremacist. So why do I bring this up about snowflakes, microaggressions? Because it's proof positive that the left and the radical socialist, communist, globalist are playing the long game. Why was it necessary for people to suddenly become horribly offended by everything and anyone, including Mr. Potato Head? Why? Because it was the precursor to censorship. Now, if you had accused them of wanting censorship down the road, you would have been told that is the slippery slope argument and you're a conspiracy theorist. How dare you say that their ultra sensitivity means everybody else and their freedom of speech must be curbed because ideas and words are dangerous. Why does this get me so upset? Why? Because I'm in the business of exercising my First Amendment rights, and I am dedicated to the whole idea of freedom of speech. As the opener to Spouting Off says, we couldn't have liberty without it. And yet we have these leftists, including our 44th president, telling us that he is a purist on the First Amendment. But we have to get rid of free speech in order to protect it. Do you remember when George Bush said something similar? So the point is here, and there's a lot of them, the left plays the long game. What they do today that seems benign is only a couple of years away from their next assault on America and the Constitution. Now, I have said for years, the Constitution doesn't guarantee your right not to be offended. Okay, so you're offended. Now they've taken it many steps further to tell you that offense means it's dangerous. If you're offended, it means it's dangerous. Now, the reason all of this is so particularly topical at the moment, and it always is, freedom of speech is absolutely necessary to a free society, is this whole business with Elon Musk. Now, the left has gone completely insane, and that's hard to say because they have been insane and getting insaner, can I make up that word? For some years now, especially since the jump the shark COVID moment when suddenly they decided it was perfectly okay to force an entire country of 300 million plus people in America and other countries to put a rag on their face or be kicked out of a store or restaurant. It was perfectly okay to force individuals to take an experimental shot or lose their job. I don't think anybody can overestimate the tyrannical nature of such a thing as that. I can't imagine that it ever could have happened in America, particularly since we weren't dealing with the bubonic plague. No matter how much they tried desperately to tell you this was the bubonic plague, it's taken 2.5 years off people's lives in some cases to find out, oh, they were lying about that. Huh, I guess that was misinformation, right? I guess that was a dangerous notion to tell people that they shouldn't be able to leave their house. Do you know that I know people whose family members have not left their house in 2 years? So the suppression of alternate information is really what's dangerous. To allow people to make their own determination and take responsibility for their choices. But in a communist socialist nightmare hellhole, you're never allowed to take responsibility for your own choices because you're being bullied and intimidated into believing that everything you do has to be controlled and manipulated by people who are better than you, who know better than you, who are allowed to be very wealthy while keeping you poor, who are allowed to have all the control while taking away your control, who are self-professed dictators. There's nothing new under the sun. These folks have been around for thousands of years. How many dictators, how many tyrants have we seen? They didn't just make this up. Okay, they're going by the dictator playbook, wherever that is. So I've been a little all over the place because there was so much to cover. And I can very easily wrap it up. Just one other thing about COVID. Fascist Fauci was caught partially telling the truth, declaring that the pandemic was over. And then the left lost their cookies again. I guess it's true today that you get rewarded by throwing a tantrum. If you're a leftist, you get to throw a tantrum whenever you want and change science, because after all, it's the science. And Fauci, after getting pummeled in social media, which may or may not become freer, apparently it already is because our 44th president lost 300,000 supporters and bots on Twitter overnight, and a whole bunch of people are getting their followers back. I think I've been shadow banned for some years now. I would get notices that people were following me, but the number of followers never changed. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but fascist Fauci, who did the Faucian bargain, I love that, backtracked. He's not allowed. He's a doctor who makes $400,000 a year of our taxpayer money, but he found out who's calling the shots here. He's not allowed to tell you that the pandemic is over. The pandemic phase is over because liberals were furious. They were getting so much mileage. There's a great old expression called cui bono, who benefits? Well, who's been benefiting by the COVID pandemic? It's been the left. It's been the socialists. It's been the dictators robbing you of every right you have to free commerce, to body autonomy, to being able to live your life as you see fit, make your own personal health care decisions for yourself and your family, and to corrupt the medical establishment. All of that and more has been done using COVID as a battering ram. And by the way, this opinion that I'm expressing, I guess that's dangerous too, because the opponents of what I'm saying want to shut down that opinion. They don't want you to know the other side of the story. And as I've said before, the only way to make people swallow baloney is to force it upon them. That means you can't have any other point of view. You've got to believe the baloney they're trying to feed you. Ah, well, perfect timing. I think I'm done with my spouting off rant for today. If you'd like to comment on anything that I've said privately, publicly, or any other way, contact me at Karen@KarenKataline.com. Yes, I'm a Karen and proud of it. When we come back, we're going to have a great first guest. Don't go away. Stay tuned. This is Spouting Off with Karen Kataline. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Kataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Kataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. And as usual, we're working on getting our guest. Sometimes they put it on voicemail and they forget. What can you say? Who still believes these same media outlets that are telling us they are the final arbiter of truth? That's what I had been saying before. I just want to, let me find this out. Let me continue until we get our guest about this whole notion. And I got so worked up there that I didn't mention how dangerous it is for a government to have a quote ministry of truth. This, I choke on the words coming out of my mouth. If you go to powerlineblog.com and it says, speaking of disinformation, the Axelrod Atlantic Conference on Disinformation and the Erosion of Democracy, unbelievable. That the word on the street, every media outlet from here to Kingdom Come, is saying that Elon Musk is a danger to democracy simply because he wants to open Twitter up to every point of view and not just theirs. I will be writing and commenting on this a lot more because it is so critically important. It is at the foundation. At the foundation of our republic. It's a republic. Yes, it is, not a democracy. And that means it's governed by a constitution with constraints. The left doesn't want any constraints, and we'll cover that in the weeks and months to come, as we always like to do. Well, we do have our guest, although I don't have a full bio. I have his website. His name is Larry Kaifesh, and he was fired from a Marine School Academy in Illinois for giving informed consent, I believe, to his student. I want to hear about this story. I'm so glad he made it on the program. Larry Kaifesh, thank you so much for joining us here for Spouting Off on WSMN.
Well, Karen, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you too. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, I am, I'm a retired Marine, 28 years, a retired
colonel.
Wow,
thank you for your service, sir.
Well, thank you very much for your support. After 9/11, I had seven combat tours. In between, I went to the Naval War College, got my master's in strategic studies. When I retired, I was in Illinois, and I ended up applying for a commandant position for the Marine Leadership Academy.
And, commandant?
This is a college prep school.
Interesting word. Commandant. Okay.
Yeah. Think of you're the senior administrator on the military portion of the education.
Okay.
So, did that. As you alluded to, I was relieved because I provided some informed consent to the cadets and to the parents about the vaccination.
Ah, informed consent, which of course is part of the patient bill of rights, but for some reason the government didn't want the cadets to be informed or give their consent, did they?
Yeah, it's really quite alarming, Karen, what's going on. As you see, I mean, every day we see a new atrocious activity by these tyrants pushing tyranny across America. But this gentleman, the CEO, he was new. His name is Pedro Martinez. He was the new CEO of Chicago Public Schools. Now, he was hired earlier in the year by Lori Lightfoot. She oversaw that. And all the while he was being sued by Ken Paxton, the attorney general from the state of Texas, mm-hmm. because why this individual, he was an administrator down in Texas for one of the school districts. Well, he forced vaccine mandates on the staff, and he forced mask mandates on the students, which went mm-hmm. against the guidance and direction by the governor, Governor Abbott, who outlawed it. So he basically went against the governor's desires and undermined him to push vaccines and to push masks. And he was being sued by the attorney general, Ken Paxton, for both accounts.
Larry, could you just clarify for those of us hearing this story for the first time?
Yes.
The connection between Chicago and Texas. How is this? I'm not sure I get it. The people that you gave informed consent to that they didn't do, was that in Illinois or in Texas?
Yes.
Or where?
I'm sorry. What I was trying to emphasize is that the new CEO of Chicago Public Schools, which I worked for after I retired, he had been sued. In fact, he's still being sued for doing this in Texas. And then Lori Lightfoot in Chicago hires him knowing he had been released prior. And then he's in a lawsuit because he was pushing masks and vaccine mandates against the governor of Texas. So the only connection is that he was being sued in Texas. So he left his job, but Chicago picked him up.
So they couldn't get away with it. Having been someone who escaped Colorado, monopolistic leftist state, now sadly breaks my heart, and came to Texas about a year ago. He couldn't get away with it in Texas, but it was perfectly okay to impose his tyranny in Illinois.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it was so bad, and this is why I have to bring it up. he went out, and this is what inspired me to send the email to the parents of the cadets, but he went out and said, I am so excited. We can finally get our 5-year-olds and 11-year-olds vaccinated. I'm going to give the entire Chicago Public School District the day off so that you can go get vaccinated or boosted. And as you and I know, children have a better chance of dying from the jab than they do the virus in magnificent folds, right? Children don't have an issue with it. And if they
and yet they are hell-bent on getting that needle into as many arms as possible, and we've never fully understood why. Larry,
do you want me to tell you? Would you like me to tell you why?
Tell me why. What do you think? Because a lot of people are speculating. Nobody has actual facts, but we sure do see a lot of vaccine damage, danger, and even death.
Yes. Well, let's put it this way. We saw from the very beginning, we saw in 2017, we knew there was a virus that was going to come on President Trump's watch. Fauci made clear that. When the virus did come, we saw this very, very desperate rush to get the vaccine, which is appropriate, but then to issue it, even knowing that young people, specifically young healthy people, had no real issue with the virus to begin with. And then we see this doubling down to push these vaccines everywhere and anywhere, and specifically on our children.
And force and bullying, and you'll lose your job.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something here. It's going to blow your mind, because the first time I heard it, it blew my mind. But I've been following a woman. Her name is Catherine August Fitz. She is she's brilliant.
Catherine Austin Fitz. I have interviewed her.
Oh God. Well, then you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but go ahead. Tell our audience.
She's amazing.
What?
Yeah. So obviously very credible, very credentialed, exceptional integrity, extremely brave and courageous to come out and share what she knows. But she talks about in 1995 when the central banks got together in order to try to fix the United States economy, okay, the budget, and then also the pensions. And the bankers left that interaction, and they said, you know what, it's too far gone. We're giving up on America. We're going to start pushing all the money outside of America. And since the fall of 1997 till now, there is $21 trillion that's unaccounted for. Our debt's $30 trillion. On top of that, there's $21 trillion out there somewhere we don't know. And then in regards to the pensions, the only way they could address and solve the pension problem, because they couldn't do it with a math problem, they had to do one of two things. Either increase the age for which those recipients getting the pensions would get their benefit, or reduce life expectancy. And I hate to say this, but we are seeing significant data reports on the life expectancy shrinking. We have several insurance companies across the country that have seen a 40% increase in deaths between 18-year-olds and 64-year-olds, usually the working class that are fairly healthy, that usually have a very low death rate. Mm-hmm. Right now, the insurance companies are seeing a 40% increase. They said, the actuaries said 10% would be astronomical. 40% is unheard of.
So is there a correlation between that and the jab?
I think it's becoming clear, at least the data that I've seen, that the jab does one of two things. It is a toxin. It creates spike proteins. It is having negative effects. And then secondly, it's also reducing the immune system. And so we're getting a twofer. You're putting more toxins in the human body while at the same time decreasing the individual's immune system. So you're getting a twofer. So after 3-4 boosters of that, you're going to see a lot more deaths. I wrote a report. It's on my blog, talking about what's happening in the Department of Defense, what we have seen in the last year. And this is coming from data that's been collected. Thank God, Senator Johnson from Wisconsin has done a phenomenal job at being a pit bull and trying to get information from the DOD. But we have seen astronomical gains in neurological issues, problems, miscarriages, testicular cancer, and sudden deaths. Mm-hmm. Just this last year at Fort Bragg, one of the largest military bases in the country in Georgia, we saw 80 young people die.
Oh.
Yeah, suddenly and unexplained. Oh. So I'm actually reaching out, and I'm going to try to get a little more data and find out what is going on. But this is something we're seeing across the board. People are dying. The life expectancy is shrinking. These jabs are toxic.
Incomprehensible. Incomprehensible if all this is true. And, of course, you wouldn't be the only one who has speculated about this, more and more people. And, of course, the whole idea of free speech, free expression, and free thought works perfectly in this to advocate for lies that would cause people, more people, to take this jab when in their heart and their soul and their mind and their faith tells them not to. Larry Kaifesh, we don't have too much more time, and I must apologize. I did not do you justice. I'm on your website, and your bio is just stellar. You're a retired Marine colonel. We so thank you for the work you're doing and the courage that you've shown. I want to tell everybody to visit you. We're not quite done yet, but I want to get this in and not be rushed. www.constitutionalcall, in other words, colonel, not colonel, like some people have pronounced it, but constitutionalcall, col.com. See his bio and tell us very, very quickly what you said about the informed consent that got you fired.
Well, when Pedro Martinez pushed that email out to give everybody the day off to get the jab or the booster, I responded with an email and I told the parents and the cadets, before you get the shot or before you get the booster, please go to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, look at those numbers, and talk to your doctor about the numbers on the VAERS system, which at that time I think there were over 18,000 deaths. Right now we're at 27,000 deaths, and that's only 1%
and it's underreported
of the real number.
Quite
exactly.
A bit.
So because
and so
I
what
suggested-
you did is somehow criminal? To protect and warn people and to tell people to be more cautious as to what the government is telling them? I mean, who does that except communist regimes do that, don't they?
You're right, Karen. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. Yeah, that is common law. That is a requirement to be able to share risks with any benefit of any drug or any vaccine, especially an experimental vaccine. So the fact that they are so desperately afraid to tell the truth tells us everything we need to know. We are in dark times, and I fear it's going to get worse.
Well, I am seeing some bright spots, and you are one of them. Tell everybody one more time how they can find you, follow you, support your work. The only reason that they came after you is because, as they say, you were over the target.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I got fired and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a blog and get the information out. I'm committed to truth and transparency, right and freedom. That's been my whole life as a Marine colonel
right.
and 7 combat tours. So I started a blog, www.constitutionalcolonel.com. Please come by, take a look. I'm going on a speaking tour. I've got several speaking engagements.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hon.
Hate to cut
you
off, Colonel. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope to have you out again soon. What a great guy. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back on Spouting Off right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. Boy, you know, it is true we're living in dark times in many respects, but we are also seeing light being shown on some of these things. And so I just have to say it's a pleasure and an honor to discuss issues, make them available so that everyone can decide for themselves what they think. That is what a free society is all about. I'm delighted to welcome our next guest. He's an author, a speaker, and a leadership influencer. For 25 years, he worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and leaders across the United States, assisting them in growing their influence and profitability. His name is Ryan Chamberlain, and he's the author of four books on value-driven success, including one with the late relationship expert Gary Smalley, titled The Rich You Formula. Welcome, Ryan Chamberlain, to Spouting Off. You're with Karen Cataline.
Karen, thank you for having me on. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, too. So tell us about this website of yours and why you decided to start it here. You've done a lot of TED talks, right? Hopefully those haven't been censored. Tell us about that. The True Patriot Network.
So I appreciate the introduction there. That introduction took us up to about 2 or 3 years ago. I was able to exit the businesses of 25 years, and I ran for U.S. Congress here in North Central Florida. And in 2020, I was a part of all the shenanigans when, you know, I was running for Congress when Trump got canceled from Twitter. I was involved in a number of things behind the scenes that just kind of gained an experience like none other. And I did not make it to D.C. I actually thought I would, but I didn't. And shortly after, a door opened up for me to co-found. And then we've now been in development. We co-founded an organization called the True Patriot Network. And July 4th.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Thank you.
July 4th, 2021, which we randomly just picked that date out of thin air. But July 4th, 2021, we launched a new social media platform as an alternative to Facebook. So it went into beta mode. It really is a social media app. Most of what's going on today, of course, Elon Musk is I'm excited for him. But that Twitter conversation is a unique conversation. Truth Social, Getter, all of these organizations. There's this whole Twitter type social media. And then there's this Mark Zuckerberg Facebook social media that they're doing a great job of canceling people as well. We're the alternative, the new alternative to Facebook, and we're excited that we're launching.
What's beta mode? What does that mean for us non-technical computer types? I should know.
Well, it's kind of a – really in the technical world, beta just means you go ahead and launch, and it kind of lets everyone know that there's some things that need to be tested just to make sure it's all working properly. We're at the end of that now, and we're ramping up. I'm doing – the word's getting out, interviews like this and – you know, individuals that are patriots like yourself are now hearing about what we're doing, and they're wanting to be a part of it. It's got some unique things about it, and there's a lot of unique things coming.
Well, tell us about those unique things. And before you do, is this up and running? Can people go there and participate now, or are you still in the test stages?
We're absolutely up and running. And one of the unique things I'll start out with is we're an invitation-only platform, meaning you have to be invited by another user to actually be able to download the app. So I'm going to go ahead and invite everyone. I created a link for this show. Just go to gettpn.net, gettpn.net, and that'll take you straight to the app store through a unique link. And then once you download the app, you can click the invite button and invite your friends, family. You could post that wherever you want to post it. And when people click on your invite link, they automatically follow you inside of the platform. So we're going to grow it organically through this invitation-only mechanism, which really helps. If one of the things we don't talk about a lot in the social world, you don't hear about it, but it's a real issue, is, you know, for example, half the Twitter accounts out there, some even say more, are created by bots. They're not even real people.
Right. And so Elon Musk has addressed that, or is talking about that for sure. I just mentioned earlier that apparently the 44th president lost about 300,000 followers when they started open up Twitter just in the last couple of days.
It's amazing. You know,
isn't that amazing? So maybe the 44th president isn't quite as popular as people think, while a whole bunch of other people grew exponentially in followers that had been suppressed. Huh, how about that?
How about it? And it's amazing how when a new owner, in this case Elon Musk, comes in and has, you know, cares about free speech, cares about the nonsense that we've all been dealing with, how fast they can start cleaning stuff up.
Yeah. And well, I don't even think he's done it, but I'll tell you what, I mean, we have to be careful not to make him the new savior here, because it's amazing how all you want is somebody who will just free people and stop. Did you see that wonderful, wonderful meme about a little Twitter bird being let out of a cage? It was perfect.
And that's all that he's done. He hasn't had time to do anything other than shake and scare everybody.
Good.
You know, he announced a couple of weeks ago that, you know, he let us all know that the board of Twitter gets paid about $3 million. And I'm scratching my head thinking, they're getting paid $3 million to cancel free speech.
That's why they get the big bucks, because that's a big job. Ryan Chamberlain, let's go back to your venture here, the True Patriot, Patriot Network. Do people have to pay you to join this member Facebook alternative?
No, that is not the way it works. So it's a free platform. People can download that. We are not tracking people. A couple of things we did was we purchased our own servers. We're not housed on Amazon platform, so we're not going to be able to be shut down the way some of these others have been in the past. But yeah, people can download it. There's no charge. In the future, there may be some options that we make available that people would want, and that might help us monetize the platform. But right now, we're just launching the platform. What we don't want to do is, here's what will never happen. You'll never be talking to your friend about something, and then you open up the TPN app, and there'll be an ad that magically appears because it heard what you were talking about. We are not tracking people. We are not selling their data. We have, you know, just made that part of our mission statement, is to stay away from that kind of monetization.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. Let me ask a little more here about this, because I'm interested, and I know our listeners are too. What's the purpose in having it be invitation only, when your goal, I would think, would be to have as many people on the platform interacting as possible, much like some of the existing social media out there?
Well, we believe that we will have much more of an organic, an organic grouping of people. And for one, there are some security threats that we can avoid by doing invitation only. Secondly, people, whether it's free or invitation only, there's been these platforms out there, and it's been proven that even with an invitation platform, you can grow it into the tens of millions of people very, very quickly, you know, if everybody just invites a few. So we don't feel it may cause us to grow a little slower initially, but as momentum gains and people start having more conversations on our platform, you know, people are going to figure out how to get an invitation to get on there because it's free to invite people. So we've studied this. We have decided that it's the approach we want to take because it allows us to really treat the users much more respectfully by eliminating all of this nonsense and attacks. I know you probably have paid attention to the launches of the last three or four major platforms, they all crashed in the first week. They all had hiccups when it came to users being able to even the wait list. They had to wait for a month to get on. They had all this kind of stuff. And a lot of that is because everybody floods the gate and it causes problems, especially in the early launching of a platform. So we may not be this way forever. Right now, we're very much enjoying it because we know the people that are on here want to be here and they weren't coerced somebody invited them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell everybody one more time how they can participate in the True Patriot Network. And then I've got a little bit of time. I can ask you more about your race in 2020. You ran for U.S. Congress in Florida. So I want to hear more about that. Win or lose,
sure thing.
Some people lost who should have won. And I want to know your thoughts on election integrity. So first, tell everybody how they can be a part of the True Patriot Network.
Yes, go to gettpn.net, gettpn.net. It'll take you straight to the App Store. The best way to do it is from your phone. So you can download the app and register right away. So gettpn.net, and you'll be in. It's that easy.
I just before I leave this, can you use it just on your computer? I'm sort of shocked that True Social is only for people with iPhones and for use on your phone. Hopefully that's going to change, but can someone just go with their Mac or their PC and say they want to join TPN that way?
You can. You generally what happens is people register with their phone, and once they're registered, once they have a username and password, then they can use any desktop. Just go to tpn.net or truepatriotnetwork.com. Okay. You can go to either one of those.
What's the purpose for registering on your phone? I don't like using both for the same thing. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I feel tracked when I do that. Do you?
Here's the real purpose. It has to do with development cost. It costs a lot of money to develop the web platform and the app platform. So especially when you're new, the stats are 90% of all social media is done on a phone. So if you're trying to determine where to spend the millions of dollars initially to launch this stuff, that's kind of how the decision is made, is what's going to be the most effective for our users in the beginning. We decided to launch both, but we do require people to register right now through their phone. But once they have their username and password, they can delete it from their phone and just use their desktop.
Okay. Very good. So give us some thoughts in our last, I don't know, we have about 4 minutes or so, about what you experienced in the 2020 election in Florida. Did you see any election irregularities and that sort of thing?
Well, Florida's the answer to that is it felt like there was irregularities going on. I didn't actually witness mail drops and bag drops and all that kind of stuff, but the conversation was certainly just in discussion constantly amongst the candidates, amongst what's really going to happen. And it's almost like when you're in the middle of that race, you have this idea that something's going on. You know, I think our Donald Trump, our president, knew something was going on, but when you're in real time living it, there's no time to almost stop the machine that's already been created, because it didn't start in 2020. The efforts to orchestrate that started years and years and years before. So I definitely feel like there was goofiness that happened. Florida has proven some of that. Florida now is certainly a very strongly, at least in my part of Florida, it's Ron DeSantis country. And so we're a little bit different than some. There's some states that had some real problematic issues. Florida didn't have as many, but even it had, they've documented large numbers of irregularities in certain areas of Florida. So I think it was strategic, the problem. You know, I don't know how to prove any of it myself. I'm excited about the new 2000 Mules Dinesh D'Souza movie that's coming out in the next week or so, which has some new documentation. But I'm as curious as anyone, A, what really happened, and B, what are we going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, exactly right. And it's so interesting, as I've been harping all hour about free speech and how there are certain questions you are just not allowed to ask, which would create for any reasonable person, great and severe suspicion that that's exactly the question they don't want you to ask, and that's the one you should be asking, right?
100%. I mean,
they call them election deniers, right? Election deniers. Weren't they? Remember when Florida was in the eye of the storm during Al Gore and Bush, in which the exact opposite was true? They, no matter what you told the left, they would tell you the election was stolen from Al Gore. Now the tables are turned, and now you're not allowed to ask, not allowed to question. You're supposed to just sit down and shut up. Your final thoughts.
Well, on that note, I still think Hillary Clinton thinks the election was stolen from her. And, you know, it's my final thoughts are is we have to get rid of this very loose, maybe entirely get rid of it, but there may be a scenario, a military or whatever, but this whole mail-in ballot system that's out there is really a scary thought, especially when you look at how it can be manipulated. So, you know, if we want to have a free country, we have to have fair elections. And right now, it doesn't feel like it's fair. And the conversation you and I are having would be eliminated off of, you know, up until last week, Twitter, definitely Facebook. We can't have this conversation on Facebook because they don't want to talk about it.
That is correct. And they want to suppress dissent. Do you have any political ambitions running for office again, Ryan Chamberlain?
You know, I would love to. I would love to serve my country at the right time, the right place. I committed not to run just for the sake of running. You know, I don't have this need like I got to be elected today. There was an opportunity. It made sense for me to run last time. This cycle, it does not make sense for me in the area that I would serve. So, you know, you could say that I'm doing other things in the meantime to help restore.
We got to leave it there. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Ryan Chamberlain, his last name is spelled C-H-A-M-B-E-R-L-I-N. There's a lot of different ways to spell Chamberlain, and that's the way Ryan spells it. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with your new social media site, True Patriot Network. That about does it for us and this edition of Spouting Off here on WSMN. We'll be back every Tuesday, Thursday, and another episode on Friday for more, because there's always more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.